Land on the move. Earthquakes and volcanoes would not happen if the Earth's crust was solid and did not move. The theory of continental drift explains how the continents have moved over time due to plate tectonics. Continental drift. 250 million years ago, the Earth's continents were joined together in one giant supercontinent called Pangaea. Slowly, over millions of years, Pangaea broke in two and drifted apart, forming the smaller continents of today. Plate tectonics. Our understanding of how the continents move has improved. The theory of continental drift has now been replaced with the term plate tectonics. On the Earth today, there are seven large plates and many smaller ones. The plates move in slow motion and are always changing shape. It is thought that convection currents in the mantle of the Earth provide the energy to move the tectonic plates. Plate boundaries. At the edge of the tectonic plates, one of three things can occur. The two plates move away from each other. This is known as a spreading boundary. The two plates push together, forming a colliding boundary. The two plates slide against each other, forming a sliding boundary. Plate tectonics in Aotearoa. New Zealand sits on the edge of two tectonic plates, the Australian and the Pacific plates. This makes New Zealand geologically active with many earthquakes, geothermal areas, and volcanoes. This plate boundary has shaped New Zealand. The movement of these two tectonic plates forms the New Zealand landscape that we know and love. What evidence have geologists found in New Zealand which shows plate movement?